This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What's going on here? All right. It says we're live. All right, are we back, Achi Meadow? Do we have the stream up? Yeah, okay. I have no idea what happened there. No idea what happened. It just went down. Just went away. Okay. Hopefully it stays up this time. I have no idea why it decided just to just to disappear. All right. Alhamdulillah. I see you're still awake with us, Achi Meadow. We'll see. Hopefully this stays up. Yep, we're running good now. So, inshallah. Timmy Turner, Friday Yusha, welcome. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to our Friday stream. I'll stick around for a little bit, but can't play. Yeah, I don't know how much playing we're going to do today either, anyway, because we're going to try to talk about the project so that this can be clipped and put up on the channel so that people can understand that are new to this stream coming from YouTube can understand what is going on and the whole problem. So we're going to have to re-explain what we explained when we started over on Twitch as to why we're doing this and the whole point so that can get clipped and put up. Inshallah. As a matter of fact, I'm going to make sure that we have recording. Where is it? So that we record it, it goes in the right place, inshallah. Okay, audio, video, advanced. Recording. Okay, general. So we're going to make sure we hit record as well here in just a moment. Just trying to make sure that it's set up because this would be the first time I've recorded through Streamlabs. Yeah, we're going to move Forza to something else as well so that you can join us, inshallah, because this one's always going to be a little bit longer. So I'm just trying to make sure when I hit record that it goes to the right place because I don't know where when I hit record where it's going to go. I haven't set that up yet. So I'm going to hit record and just hope it does it right, and if not, then we'll just clip it from the YouTube video, inshallah. So we're going to get started here in just a moment. I'll hit record. This will become a video that will go up on the main page to explain what it is that we're doing over here, inshallah ta'ala, inshallah. So I don't know, you know, if we're going to play at all today. Depends on how it goes, because this is our very first stream over here, and I just want to explain the whole point of the project, inshallah, playing the whole point of the project. All right, so we're going to hit record and roll with it, inshallah. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala ahli wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. Yes, at everyone in the server. Yep, if they complain, they complain. Welcome to our very first Muslim Gamers League live stream. Over here on YouTube. For those of you who have come over from Twitch, welcome. We're glad to have you with us. For those of you who are here for the first time or you're going to be watching the replay of this, welcome as well. We are going to try to, inshallah, explain the point of this project, the point of why we are over here, and what it is that we are trying to accomplish with Muslim Gamers League. For those who were already on Twitch, unfortunately, you're going to have to hopefully hear this again. It's always a good reminder, inshallah, as to what we're trying to accomplish over here. But for people who have only known the YouTube videos that have come over here might, you know, not know what this new project is. It's not new. We've been doing this for quite some time now over on Twitch. But Twitch has become a mess lately. There's a lot of things going on over there where I didn't feel it was appropriate to keep funneling people over to Twitch and bring it over to YouTube, and this is why. All right, Bismillah. The reason behind Muslim Gamers League, the reason behind Muslim Gamers League, and inshallah, your comments and questions, I'll answer them as soon as we get through this part, because we're recording. The reason behind Muslim Gamers League, I was sitting around, you know, I grew up in gaming as a kid in the 80s, playing first Atari, for those of you who are old enough to remember Atari, then Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Sega, GameCube, then the PlayStation 1, 2, 3, 4, and now 5. But it's something I've done as, you know, kind of a side hobby when I had free time, and all of my kids are into gaming. All of them have gamer in them, but you know, we do it in our free time, and I did not have much free time over the past few years because I was constantly traveling, always on the go, always on the road. So being able to have time to do any gaming was not there. But now during lockdown, since I've not traveled since March, you know, I got back into gaming as a hobby with myself and my kids. My daughter games with us a lot. Miko, my son, is sitting right over here. He games with us. So, you know, I was thinking about how is it that we can, because when you go into gaming, and I play with some brothers on the internet and things of that nature, on console, how is it that we can create an environment for people who are gamers or people who are gaming? How is it that we can create an environment that is the most halal as possible? If you are here and you believe that gaming is haram, then it's haram for you. That is your thing. I do not hold that opinion. That's just the way I see it. Some of them are haram, 100%. Some games are haram. But how can we play games that are not like that and keep the environment as halal as possible? Because when you go online into the gaming industry, you're subjected to all kinds of craziness. You know, you enter into chat rooms and there's music blaring and there's, you know, people cursing and people saying all kinds of crazy nonsense. You know, and my kids, how could I have, I don't know if I added Discord to it yet, Meadow. I need to go and fix all of that for night, but I don't think I've added Discord yet. You might have to pop the link up there. How can I create a halal environment for my kids? And then I know there are so many Muslim youth out there that are gaming, you know, adults that are out there doing gaming. I saw it started popping up with Among Us, you know, people playing Among Us, things of that nature. So how is it that we can create an environment that makes this a more halal environment and cater to our youth? Because I have parents reach out to me, you know, that our kids are gaming and they're, you know, cursing online and I feel like they're getting addicted to it. How can I? And my question and response a lot of time is that, you know, would you want your children to be out in the streets involved in who knows what, or in your home in an environment where you can monitor what they're doing and kind of have some control over that? Let's try to find some way to do this in moderation. This is where the idea for Muslim Gamers League started. This is the idea where Muslim Gamers League, as you see our logo here, logo in the back, Muslim Gamers League started. I decided, talking to a brother named Dinka, may Allah bless him, because he is one of the founders of MGL, who got me in touch with brother Muhammad Meadow, who is our moderator over here, is our admin on Discord. We decided to create a Discord server. So we created a Discord server for Muslim Gamers League to bring in gamers from all over the world into this one space that is highly regulated. Highly regulated. Anybody who's on our Discord server will tell you it is highly regulated, a halal space, so that people can come together. People who are involved in, you know, gaming, tech, coding, all kinds of things regarding the tech industry. I've always been a techie growing up. I'm not a coder and none of that thing, but I've always been a techie at heart. How can we create a halal environment for all of them to come together? Also give reminders, you know, spread the da'wah, etc. So we created Muslim Gamers League Discord server, which is now up to how many members we got? Cars, tech, gaming, Islam, and a lot more. Yes, it's a very Islamic environment. We are at 1,135 members on our server in less than, what is it, 3 months now? Less than 3 months. So we've grown quite exponentially, alhamdulillah, from people all over the world and creating a very halal environment for brothers and sisters. We have an entire sister section. Yes, and that sister section is highly regulated. You have to be a sister to get into the sister section. So we created this environment for people of like-mindedness to come together. So then, now, streaming. Yeah, it's only been like two and a half months. We're at nearly 1,200 people in the server, alhamdulillah. So now, streaming. I saw an article back in April. I saw an article back in April that the streaming industry, especially when it came to like gaming streaming, because I know that all my kids watch streamers. All my kids. My daughter watches streamers. My sons watch streamers. They watch gaming streamers. But a lot of time when you watch gaming streamers, you have to watch a lot of nonsense that goes along with it. My son will tell you a lot of time there's cursing. There's crazy music going on. There's screaming in the head. You know, it's just, it's madness. But it is one of the fastest growing entertainment industry sections on planet Earth. One of the fastest growing entertainment industry sections on planet Earth. I saw this article in April. And then I decided to go on and look at the streaming world and see, is there any representation for Muslims? Is there any representation for Islam? Is there any representation for da'wah? And guess what? There was none. There are some brothers over on Twitch who have Twitch channels who stream lectures, you know, stream lectures. They stream lectures and talks. There's brothers here on YouTube that stream lectures and things of that nature, but that's not reaching into this streaming platform. That's not the niche of this streaming platform. The niche of this streaming platform is gaming and tech. So my question is, how can we get the da'wah out there in a halal way? Most halal as we can. We have, you know, we're going to make mistakes. We're going to have flaws. Sometimes things are going to pop across that, you know, are not on the up and up. You know, we might log into a game and it's automatic music plays and we got to go and turn it off. But as much as we can control it, create this halal environment so that Muslims who want to watch gaming streamers can come watch our stream, come watch our content creators. We've already created three content creators. We have our brother Ben Iqra, who's well known in the Dawah scene in the UK with Speaker Corner Dawah and FM something Dawah, and he also has a Twitch stream. He also has plenty of YouTube videos here. He is linked on the homepage right here on YouTube. You can go down and see official MGL content creator. We have our brother Muhammad Meadow, who's making videos and streaming right here on YouTube. We have our brother Dean Chapati, I need to add him, who is also an official content creator for MGL. So what we're doing is we're creating a league of Muslim content creators, streamers, that stream all kinds of things, stream all kinds of halal games, that stream coding. I think Brother Meadow does some coding and stuff like that as well. So that we can take our presence as Muslims and our indirect da'wah onto that industry that is growing to be one of the largest entertainment industries on planet Earth, especially in this lockdown era. So here we are. And this is something that I like to do anyway. I like gaming. But, you know, at the same time, I don't like to do it too much because I feel like if I spend 3 hours in front of the computer, maybe it could be considered wasting time. But now we're able to do this as well as give this home for Muslims to come to and see halal streams, as well as get this out into the larger streaming platform so that when non-Muslims come on, they can see that there are Muslims here who, you know, are not hiding in some cave in Afghanistan, trying to destroy the world. No, we're actual real people who have similar interests to the rest of humanity, but our Islam is always on the forefront. Our religion is always on the forefront. So we're able to give that da'wah. And anybody who's been in our Twitch streams, Brother Muhammad Meadow can tell you, we have non-Muslims stopping by every stream. We have non-Muslims coming by every stream and seeing Muslims, in this space. Sorry. We've even had, no, Siri, we're not talking to you. We've had non-Muslims come to the stream and even say, look, I'm not a Muslim, but I like what you guys are doing and I'm happy to be here. So they automatically will get the da'wah. They will automatically get the da'wah. And we always do a reminder before every stream. We would always do a quick, short reminder, reminding each other of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reminding each other of a short reminder that before we start gaming. So this is the reason behind this platform. This is the reason behind Muslim Gamers League to step into this industry, to step into this industry. And Siri doesn't like the da'wah, you know, and over the spring and summer, you know, we built a gaming PC so that we could do this the right way. Because if you're going to enter into this platform, you need to do it right. Anybody who knows me and knows my da'wah and knows my lifestyle when it comes to cars and sneakers and all that, I don't do things halfway. I don't try to do anything halfway. If we're going to go at it, we're going to go big or we're going to go home. We're going to go professional or we're not going to do it at all. So that is why we're here. So we built this gaming PC and we were gaming and streaming off of this for a while, but it didn't really work for some of the high level games that we are trying to do. It makes, you made a lot of things very difficult. So what we did then is we also built this streaming PC later on, in the fall. We built this streaming PC. So now this is the gaming PC. This is just running the stream. So everything runs smoothly. Alhamdulillah. So we did it right. And we are here. And we were making inroads on Twitch. Alhamdulillah. We were like, what, I think 1,000 followers on Twitch. And regular people joining. But the point is that the reason why we've decided to come over to YouTube is when I'm taking people over to Twitch, there is not a lot of other places for them to go in that ecosystem. When I bring brothers and sisters over to Twitch, if they leave my stream, there's no really any other halal place to go in that ecosystem. They're just going over to other streamers who are doing all the stuff that we're trying to keep our kids away from in the first place. Yeah, we hit 1,000 today. Yes, all right, we're done over there. But when I bring them over to this ecosystem, when I bring people over to this ecosystem, there are other halal places for them to go. There are other halal places for them to go. There's going to be recommended videos for you to watch. Maybe my recommended videos are going to come up when it regards to da'wah. On my homepage, there'll be a section for when non-Muslims come to look at our gaming stream. They will be able to see some curated videos for them to understand the message of Islam. Hopefully we get some shahadas over here. When people leave, they also will be suggested other Islamic videos because of the way you can tag things over here and the way discoverability happens and the algorithm. I've been thinking about that for quite some time now. So we are now over here on YouTube on Yusha Evans. This will be our dedicated gaming stream home for myself as the head of Muslim Gamers League. Muslim Gamers League also has their own, we also have a channel for Muslim Gamers League I need to add to the homepage as well. It's just been super busy. We were just doing a two-hour stream for Newcastle FM and SC Dawah literally 20 minutes before I came over here. So this is what this is for. All the purely Islamic content as far as the podcasts, the Tuesdays and Thursdays live stream on Tazkiyah and Tarbiyah and our Q&A, our Dawah Q&A, Dawah Do's and Don'ts and Q&A, all of that happens over on Path to Peace. All of that happens over on Path to Peace. And sorry, that's Siri, we are not talking to you today. We need to mute Siri. All that's happening over on Path to Peace. So you can go to the homepage as well for Yusha Evans and you'll see follow Path to Peace. That's where all of the straightforward Islamic content will go over there, inshallah. So that is the point, to bring MGL into the gaming sphere here on YouTube, to show the da'wah to the gaming industry, to the streaming industry. That is the point. That is the goal behind this. That is the goal behind this, is to take the da'wah to the streaming industry. And I believe that is more accomplishable. Is accomplishable even a word? Yeah, that is more accomplishable on YouTube than I believe it is ever going to be on Twitch. As well as I don't have to take people into an ecosystem that there is no other halal place for them to go when they leave my stream and still stay in that ecosystem, if that makes sense. Yes, this is a steering wheel that we use for Forza. We were going to play some Forza today, but I think we're going to start fresh next week with the gaming, because I wanted to just make sure we explain what's going on here today for why we went over from Twitch to YouTube. So that's where we are going to start doing this. So make sure you follow the channel, click subscribe, turn on the bell notification, make those little parentheses go around the bell so they'll be notified when we go live or when videos are posted that will be gaming and DAO related. And very soon, once we hit monetization again, once we're able to access partner, because this channel has been dead for years. I've literally posted nothing on here for years. Once we hit 4,000 watch hours and we can apply for partnership, and then we will be able to turn on members and things of that nature. You know, because we're not able to monetize over here yet. We on Twitch, we were able to monetize, and I gave that up because I see the greater good of coming over here. And as soon as we're able to do that, inshallah, we will add that back over. But the memberships will be cheaper than they were on Twitch. Twitch, I think the cheapest one was around $4.99. $4.99 is the cheapest one on Twitch. We're going to make it $2.99. $2.99 will be the lowest level, $5.99, and I think $10.99 will be the highest level that we will add on memberships, and there will be perks for each reward. And we're going to bring over all of the emotes from Twitch over here. We're going to bring all over the badges from Twitch to over here. All of that's going to stay the same as soon as we're able to monetize. So if you want to help us do that, just go watch a video on the channel. We need 2,000 more watch hours. So even if you're not watching it, just go play a video. Put it on mute and give us a watch hour. Go watch the long videos so we can get those 4,000 watch hours, inshallah. Then we can add memberships and things of that nature. So you'll be able to do that. And we will also be giving rewards for people who, you know, stick around with us for a while. We'll start adding mods to the channel, etc., so on and so forth. But that is the goal. So make sure you subscribe, hit that notification bell, turn it on so that we can, inshallah ta'ala, take this to the streaming industry and take the streaming industry by storm, bigger than we were going to be able to on Twitch, inshallah. So your support will be paramount for that, inshallah. So make sure you check it out. We are streaming live Monday, Wednesday, Fridays. Monday, 1 p.m. Eastern time, 6 p.m. GMT UK time. Wednesday, 1 p.m. Eastern time, 6 p.m. GMT UK time. Fridays, 4 p.m. 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10 p.m. UK time. Make sure you check us out. Okay, now that we're done recording, I can look at some of the chat, inshallah, and explain why we're over here for maybe the next 15, 20 minutes before we go off. All right, because I missed it. Imagine if MGL could grow to have a Muslim esports team, inshallah. I hope so. Let me see. I know I missed some questions up here. Let me see what series problem. I don't know. Series on one today. How can we actually feel that we are playing a game that is Islamic? Okay, can you examine whatever is not against religion, a waste of time altogether? Do you have that link? Don't we have that link on Muslim Gamers League, Achi Meadow, for where I explained my take on gaming. I think Brother Meadow, if he's still with us, he has that link that he can post up here, inshallah. Again, if someone believes that gaming is haram because of their research, because of a fatwa they've been given from someone that they trust, we're going to put a link up right now that actually gives my entire opinion on that we did over on Twitch. It's about to come up in the chat. Brother Meadow is going to put it, and hopefully we can make it sticky somehow. But anyway, if you believe that it is haram for that reason, then don't do it. That's you. You have to weigh things according to the opinions of people that you trust. Not all gaming is halal, for sure. We know that. There are games that involve shirk. Don't play them. There are games that involve nudity. Don't play them. There are games that involve gambling. Don't play them. Like, these are kind of like logical things that one can understand. But other than that, the opinion that it's wasting time, number one, we're not wasting time here because we are also involved in giving the da'wah to the streaming industry. So we are using this as a tool. But again, wasting time can be done in any way. If you're sitting on the couch doing nothing, you can be technically be considered wasting time. So if it's haram to waste time, then you better be doing something beneficial 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, from the time you wake up to the time you sleep. We always have to have downtime. Every human being has downtime, has time where they do hobbies and things that they like personally. For instance, before I used to, you know, build race cars before my surgery prevented me from really doing all that craziness. And that was a hobby that I built. Nobody's going to sit here and say that building race cars is haram. No. But is it wasting time? Was I doing anything beneficial? Not really. I was doing something that I liked to do and it was part of my downtime. So, wasting time is an argument that I don't necessarily agree with personally. Again, I'm not telling you, I don't give fatwas. 100%. I'm not going to tell you something's halal and haram. I can only tell you what I apply to myself. And you have to make your own decisions with regards to that. You have to make your own decisions with regards to that. But what we do over here is try to keep the environment as halal as possible, as halal as possible. Because there's a lot more involved in gaming. Gaming is actually a job these days. People are making ridiculous amount of money on streaming and gaming. There's hand-eye coordination that involves strategy, brain building techniques. All of these things can be learned through this. But as long as the environment and what you're doing in itself is not haram. Again, it doesn't have music. You can turn the music off on almost every game. So we turn the music off on all of our games. All of the games that we play, we turn music off. And if the music can't be turned off, then we don't stream it. If it involves nudity, it doesn't get played. If it involves shirk, it doesn't get played. If it involves, you know, any haram elements that are clearly gambling, straight up haram, we just don't play them. That's common sense. To be honest, some shooting games require more than just killing, like strategy, quick time, and teamwork, problem solving. Yes, there is a lot of more that is involved than just that. MGL motto, making gaming as halal as possible. No, our actual motto is keeping it halal. So you don't feel like Cold War has nudity? Not that I've seen. I haven't played the campaign. When I play zombies, I don't think there's no nudity in zombies or multiplayer. Really haven't seen any nudity either. Meadows a programmer and great dude. Sadly, not a sheikh. None of us over here are sheikhs. None of us over here are scholars. None of us over here are nothing. Nobody interesting. We are just, maybe one day we make dua that our dear moderator Meadow over here becomes not only one of the best coders and computer programmers on planet Earth, but an amazing sheikh, inshallah. Depends on the game, too. Some games are oversaturated with streamer, too, so it might be harder to be discovered. We're not worried about discoverability. One other benefit about being on YouTube versus Twitch is I'm plastered all over YouTube with other videos, so my name is very searchable. When it regards to YouTube, as well as if I go into a gaming category, like right now we're not in a gaming category. If I choose a gaming category, then it would go up on there, and the chances of being discovered in a gaming category, being that my name is highly searchable on YouTube, the odds are far greater. EDU programming sheikh, programming sheikh. Meta was our programming sheikh. Bless you, sheer vibes are just, which, again, this environment over here, first and foremost, let me set this up right here. This environment over here is a chill vibe. This is a chill vibe. So this is a no nonsense, no negativity, no toxicity. Keep that away. Chill vibe. Because, again, the point is hopefully that we will have non-Muslims coming into the stream. As well, hopefully we'll have non-Muslims coming to the stream as well. And if we do have non-Muslims coming to the stream, I hope that all of our chatters will remember our decorum and be welcoming them. Understand these are not Muslims. They might come in and say weird things. They might come in and say odd things. As long as they are not insulting the religion, as long as they are not insulting Allah and His Messenger, Prophet, we have to be understanding. That is what our moderators are for. Moderators can handle all of those things. We have many moderators on the channel. Let the moderators handle people who come into the stream. Don't jump all over somebody. We had that happen on Twitch where somebody came in and said something and they were just totally berated. It wasn't anything haram. It wasn't anything insulting Islam, but they were totally berated by the chat and they left. This is not, and if you do this over here, I will ban you from the chat. I will hide you from the chat and you won't be able to chat anymore, because our goal is to make this a welcoming platform as well. If we get trolls, yes, if we get trolls, we will deal with them. I will either personally deal with them, or our mods will deal with them. Our mods will deal with them. Be nice. Be nice. Let me see what we mixed. Mashallah, may everyone hear scholar, inshallah. Yes. What about games like GTA? You can obviously do some very haram things, but you can just avoid those. I can't give you opinion on every single game. I can't. That would be endless. That would be endless. You have to use some common sense when it comes to these things, and knowing what to stay away from haram and hell in these games. For instance, you know, you have some games where it involves like gods and things of that nature. Stay away from, you know what I mean? Just, it's common sense. If it involves shirk, if it involves nudity, it involves gambling, it involves haram activity, just stay away from it. There's lots of games out there that don't have that. There's lots of games out there that don't have that. Let's see. Long time, bro. Yes, Edie, you entertain. Long time. Said men should not do that. So if someone looks for your lectures on YouTube, will they come across your gaming channel? Yes, they will. If someone looks up my lectures on YouTube, that's the whole reason I decided to come over here. If someone looks up my lectures on YouTube, if you search Yusha Evans, one of the first channel suggestions that you will get will be this channel and the gaming content, inshallah. And also the way we're tagging content so that it ends up in the right places. Tagging makes a large bit of difference over here on YouTube because it's ran by Google. So the algorithm work. Dean is the programming chef, also a programmer too. Where is Dean? Is Dean here? I don't think Dean's here today. Muslim Gamers League motto, keeping a halal. Yes, absolutely. What is predisposition to be a moderator? You should stick around, be active in the chat, and become a member when we open memberships. Those are the people we're going to look at to being mods, inshallah. And join Discord. You also have to be over in Discord. That's where we will work on all our mods, because normally our mods over on Discord are also mods over here. So join Discord with us. I'm looking for mods. I don't know. I'm not going to answer certain particular games. I'd like to be a mod, inshallah. We will grow. MGO, rise up. Absolutely. Best thing you do is common sense. Figure out if the game is halal or not. Yeah, yep. Can you play games together, and how does it work? Yes. Anyone will be able. Shockwave, mashallah. Oh, yeah. Shockwave 2006 from Twitch. Samir, welcome. I do remember you. Alhamdulillah. Yes. Everybody that's over here will have the opportunity to play games with us. I have an opportunity to play games with us, inshallah. Someone asked what games we'll be playing. Okay, there's a number of games that we're playing together right now. Excuse me. There's a number of games that we are playing together right now. One of them is going to be Forza Horizon 4. So if you have Xbox or PC, you'll be able to play Forza Horizon 4 with us. We do play some console games. I have the PS5 hooked up to this, so we can play some console only games as well. So we will be playing Forza maybe on Wednesdays. On Mondays is our Cold War day. We play Call of Duty Cold War. We usually either play zombies. Right now we're just kind of dead on zombies because they haven't come up with a new map yet, and the old map, the original map, the first only map, has gotten kind of boring. So we are playing multiplayer or Warzone on Mondays. So Call of Duty or multiplayer, zombies, or Warzone. Now also on Wednesdays we will switch it up between Rocket League and Forza, because they're both in the same category of like racing, but Rocket League is wild mixed in with football, European football, or soccer as we know it in America. So Wednesdays will be Rocket League and Forza, switch back and forth, and we're going to do Cars and Coffee maybe on the weekends sometimes in Forza, for those of you who like to play Forza Horizon 4. As you see, I do like playing Forza Horizon 4. My whole family does. And we drive the man's way with the stick and manual, clutch, all of that. So, and Fridays, we have been playing Among Us. So if the desire is still there to play Among Us with all of the viewers, we'll keep doing that as long as that game is still applicable. If not, we'll find something else to play on Fridays, because we have a ton of games. I do play Apex sometimes, Left 4 Dead, Valorant sometimes, Call of Duty Black Ops 3. So we have quite a few things that we could play My kids play Fortnite. I really don't play Fortnite that much. I've been playing Star Wars Squadrons as well as Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, which is a bit harder of a game. It's a very intense, like, story type game, inshallah. some sort of Call of Duty on Monday, Rocket League, Forza on Wednesdays, Fridays Among Us, most voted game. Yes. How'd you get the PS5 so fast? My wife got it for us. The wifey. We have to make dua. May Allah bless the wifey for that one. It's cold outside today, as you can see, -8 degrees Celsius. Black Ops 3, yes. Black Ops 3, we will be playing some of as well. But again, I don't play multiplayer on Black Ops 3 because trying to get on PC, matchmaking is terrible. But we'll be playing some, or I have it on the PC. We also will be playing some old school Call of Duty, Black Ops 3, zombies maps like Gorad Krovi, Origins, Revelations. So what are some of the other maps on Black Ops 3? Moon, which is a return from Shadows Black Ops 1, huh? Shadows of Evil. So we'll be playing some old school, because to me, that was the best iteration of Black Ops, is Black Ops 3. Black Ops 3 takes the cake across the Black Ops series. And I am, by the way, for those of you who don't know, in our Twitch streams, I am a zombies aficionado. I've been playing zombies heavily since Black Ops 1. Been playing zombies heavily since Black Ops 1. Zombies is my thing. We just finished last week, or I think it was about a week and a half ago, the round 100 exfil on Cold War zombies. We did round 100 exfil. We exfilled at round 100. Alhamdulillah. Meadow says, Assalamu alaikum, young man. May Allah bless your whole family, but for your wife getting the PS5 and letting you play with us. Yes. What about custom games? Yeah, we can do some custom games on Black Ops 3 as well. We can do custom games on Black Ops 3 as well. if you play Warzone, I am here. Meadow tried me tonight. After this, I don't know if I'll be back on. We have quite a few things to do, but I will be on this weekend, inshallah. I will be trying to be back on this weekend, inshallah. But today, no. Today, we're not going to do anything. On Wednesday, we'll be playing Forza. Today, we just wanted to explain, and that's why we recorded it. I just had to figure out where that recorded file went. Brother Meadow, if you remember, because I know you've done some recording through Streamlabs, where does it default go? It's got to be on C drive somewhere. I'll find it. So, inshallah ta'ala, we will start gaming on Monday, Cold War, Forza on Wednesday, and then most voted game on Friday, inshallah ta'ala. Forza hide and seek. But that map's too big for that. We'll be all over the place. Yusha Zombies, I'm down for it, but it's on PS4 or PC because I only have PS4. It's crossplay. As long as you're doing Cold War or Black Ops 3, you can do crossplay, because on Black Ops 3, we'll do it on the PS5, which is PlayStation Network. Or if you have Cold War's crossplay. I have it on the PS5, but we also have it on PC, which runs better for FPS games. First-person shooter games always run better on PC because of the ability of the FPS. Also, we need to have... We need to put the streaming PC specs and all that over here. So I need to fix all of the Nightbot commands. I need to go over to Nightbot and copy every command from Twitch and put it over here. I just put the important ones up for now. Salam from London, Usman Masahir. Wa alaikum salam. How you doing? So that is the whole point of the new revived Muslim Gamers League channel over here on YouTube. I got it, but Black Ops 3 is not crossplay. No, if I play Black Ops 3, I play on the PC. I mean, on the PlayStation, because on PC, I don't have any of my gobble gums or anything like that. So if we play Black Ops 3, it will be on the PS5. But we'll still play it here on stream because I can put it into my PC. Drag races on the Forza motorway. And we can do that. I think me and Meadow. We're what did we have? We were both running at like 216 miles an hour the other day. His Lamborghini, fully upgraded, versus my stock Ford GT. Alhamdulillah. The Ford GT is no joke. I was keeping up with the Meadow in his fully done up Lambo, something like that. MashaAllah. Yep. So I'm glad you guys are joining us over here. I hope you enjoy this content, inshallah. Want my PS4 username, I can give it. If you want to add me to PlayStation Network, it's Bro Yusha. If you want to add me to PlayStation Network, it's Broyusha. 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 Forza is crossplay between PC and Xbox. You just have to add me on Xbox. Broyusha. Broyusha 6003. Because I had another Broyusha account that I couldn't remember how to get back into. I created Broyusha 6003. Now I got all kinds of stuff on Forza. So I'm just going to have to stick with Broyusha 6003. There won't be a lot of Xbox games I'll be playing anyway. But it's Broyusha on PlayStation Network. Broyusha 6003 on Xbox. And Broyusha... what is it, Meadow? 1434 on Battle.net for Cold War and Warzone. Broyusha 1434, I believe it is. Hold on, let me pull that up and just double check. Let me pull that up and open. Oops, I need to open this. Come on. Why are you not right clicking? There we go. I'll give you guys my Battle.net for Cold War. And Cold War and Warzone. Pull that up real quick, inshallah. Let me make this big. Yeah, it's Broyusha 1434 on Battle.net. On Battle.net. It's Broyusha 1434 on Battle.net. I'll let you guys see that really quickly. Here we go. Right there, as you can see, it's Broyusha 1434. The Activision one is a bit longer. Activision is a bit longer. So let me pull up my Activision account for everybody who wants to add me to Activision. This is crazy. You have to have all these IDs when it comes to PC, but you know, that's the way the cookie kind of crumbles on PC, because everything's logged into all kinds of spaces. That's just the way it works. So we will pull it up real quick so that you can see what my Activision is, and then we're gonna get out of here, inshallah, for today. So add me. Remember, Broyusha on PS4, Broyusha 6003 on Xbox. You can download it on PC for free. Yes, you can. You just download the Xbox companion app and then you can have it, inshallah. And really quickly, I'll give you my Activision ID. And then we will call it a day, inshallah. Call it a day. Yeah, you want Cold War match? No, not today. I don't even have my controller plugged in, all that. We have to, because it was, it's past Maghrib time as well. How do I pull it up again? Where is it? Settings, Activision, account network. It shows my Activision. Where is it at? Oh, it's not giving it to me. I think if I go on social, it will. There we go. My Activision ID. Here you go. Activision ID. Broyusha. Number 2227329. That's a long one, but that Activision always adds a whole gang of numbers at the end. On PS4, it's Broyusha. 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 What is that thing about? I don't know. It is a video game. Yes, it is. It's much better and easier to play with people. Mass vote for Cold War. Yep, there is the Activision ID. It is Broyusha number 2227329. So that way you can add me to Activision and any Activision game. You can find me across those all those platforms. That's the way that works, inshallah. Khairan. But they'll find it. It comes up. Yeah, it comes up. Broyusha on PS4, Broyusha 6003 on Xbox, Broyusha 1434 on Battle.net, and Broyusha, whatever all those numbers were after it, on Activision. Five Nights at Freddy's. I've never played Five Nights at Freddy's. All my kids have, but I've never played Five Nights at Freddy's ever. So I'll look at this weekend. I'll look at all the requests that you guys sent over on PS4. Samurai one. Yes, that's the one, Raghib. Samurai. Should be a samurai on PS4. I need to change that to my actual picture, but I'm going to go online and do that so that they're same all across the board. It's just so much to do all the time. But I'll make sure I'll change. I'll make sure I change my profile picture across all platforms to the one that you see everywhere so that you can know it's the right one, inshallah. So you can know it's the right one, inshallah. MGL merch. We're going to move the merch over here, inshallah. We're going to move the merch over here. But you can find it. Just go to streamlabs.com/YushaEvans1. Streamlabs.com/YushaEvans1. You can find the merch and you can still support the channel in the interim. I don't know if Brother Meadow can pop that up real quick. Streamlabs.com/YushaEvans1. And you can get the merch. You can also support the stream from there until we're able to monetize again, inshallah. Would you play horror games? Probably not, just because of the simple fact that we might have children that are watching, and if they get terrified, then, you know, I'm going to be hearing from their parents, and we don't want to be giving anybody nightmares. The setup looks so cool, mashallah. May Allah bless you. We've done a lot of work to it over the past few months, the couple months that we've been on Twitch, you know, to give it that gaming vibe, so that when people come through, when non-Muslims come through to the channel, they feel like they're in the right place, if that makes sense. They feel like they're in the right place. The only thing I miss about Twitch is being able to minimize the video. Yeah, there's differences between here and there, but inshallah, we're here. Is that a Kraken Z73? Yes, it is. We're going to be working on a custom loop for this one, for the GPU and the CPU. Just no time for that right now, or ability. So right now we're running the Kraken Z73, and then on this one we're running the Kraken Z63. I got to move the specs over here. For what we have going on here and what we have going on in the streaming PC here. Twitch is done for you. Yes, I don't see us going back to Twitch, especially not with all the scandals that have happened recently and all the craziness is going on over there. I just don't feel comfortable taking people to that platform. Khairan. So we are done over there. All right, 45 minutes in. I need to go pray Maghrib. And we will see you guys, inshallah ta'ala, on Monday. Again, there might be unscheduled streams. There might be times where I just decide to come on and play a game with some brothers in the Discord server and decide to stream it. That's why you need to subscribe and turn on the bell. That's why you need to subscribe and hit that bell notification, so that if we do unscheduled live streams, which I've done before on Twitch a few times, then you are able to catch those as well, inshallah. But if not, then I will see you again on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. UK time, for our Cold War stream, where we will be doing either multiplayers or Warzone. We haven't decided yet, but inshallah, we'll see you on Monday and we'll make a decision together on Monday, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Until then, I will see you guys on Monday, unless we have an unscheduled stream. Make sure you're subscribing. Make sure you hit a thumbs up on this. Make sure you thumbs up this stream, so that that helps with the algorithm. So like it, subscribe, and we'll see you guys on Monday. May Allah bless all of you. May Allah grant you the best of this life and the next. Take your life one day at a time. Remember, yesterday is gone. Tomorrow you might not ever see it. You have today. Make the most of the day, inshallah ta'ala. Do the best you can today. Sleep with a good and pure and clean heart, that you've repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then start tomorrow all over again, making the most out of every single day. I will see you, inshallah, on Monday. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.